The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
We're going to talk about the Leaving Cert. 57,000 students got their results today. Hopefully, most people got what they wanted. Undoubtedly, some will be disappointed. And hopefully, as it does for many people, it will set them on a path which will lead to employment, good jobs, good careers, whatever that'll help with in relation to their future happiness. But Claire McGee, you're Senior Innovation and Education Policy Executive with IBEC, the Irish Business and Employers Confederation.
Hi, Matt.
You seem to think that the Leaving Cert isn't fit for purpose. What purpose is it supposed to serve?
Matt, indeed. Well, today, many people have got their Leaving Cert results, over 55,000, and I suppose we want to just recognise their effort and their determination and their grit in getting through this national rite of passage. But one of the things we probably need to know is that the future of work is changing, increased digitalisation, globalisation, consumer preferences. So that traditional job for life, linear career model no longer really exists. So are we preparing our students to take their place in, you know, their further place of study after second level, or even as they transition into the world of work? Are we preparing them in the best possible way to do that? And also, are we preparing them to kind of show their summation of their, you know, senior cycle and 5 years of good work at second level? And I think in its current format, the Leaving Cert is really not doing that. It's not giving students the opportunity to maybe engage their analytical skills, to think critically about and helping them to make their own decisions. So we think now's the time, as we know the future of work is changing, want to prepare these people for their future, to be able to be more agile, more resilient, to move into different types of careers and create that appetite for them for lifelong learning, rather than actually killing that appetite with a very kind of rote-based learning, information recall examination.
Hang on, what's wrong with rote-based learning and information recall, particularly for many of the subjects that you do in the Leaving Cert, particularly if it's maths and science-based? You actually have to have the factual basis before you start applying it. In language, you have to have vocabulary, which you remember and you recall. What, suddenly there's this thing against rote-based learning saying that it's discriminatory, but don't you actually have to have the basis before you go on to do other things?
Indeed, indeed. And actually there's some, like, exams are still incredibly important and they still will maintain a feature maybe in a revised or reformed Leaving Cert. And there are some, you know, that skills like rote-based learning and indeed information recall, incredibly important. We still use that in our everyday lives. However, in that basic skills, should we not think about different ways in which we can assess the students to actually demonstrate that the skills that they've learned, rather than focusing on, I need to know this for now, but actually if we embed a different type of assessment, they may actually take a better understanding as to why they need to know that and actually then contextualise it in a better way so that it actually helps them demonstrate it in a more real-life scenario and setting.
Beatrice Dooley is president of the Institute of Guidance Counsellors, because I read a tweet earlier from Tom Clonan, who made the point that the system that we have now, while lots of people criticise it, it rewards people who work. In the most case, then they probably overall people get the results that they deserve based on the work they put in, unless they have a particularly bad day in an exam for various other reasons. And there's also, it's a meritocracy, but everyone is more or less on a level playing field in it. So do we give out too much about the Leaving Cert instead of recognising the merits of it?
I think in Ireland we tend to swing from one extreme of a pendulum to the other at times, and I'd be a little bit concerned that we maybe throw the baby out with the bathwater. I think, yeah, we cannot, you know, there's always room for improvement. And I think that the Leaving Cert is a very transparent exam. It's very fair. You go in there, nobody knows who you are, what you are, and it's about, you know, you're a number, you're anonymous. So that's a very fair system, which many countries don't have, and I'd hate to see that go. I think as well, life is like an exam. Like, we're here today, we have to perform, you know, doctors have to perform, pilots, lots of people you have to perform every day. You know, I'd hate kids to lose that ability to work under pressure, be resilient. But I think, you know, what you're saying is correct, that it would be very good to see more of the kind of the critical thinking coming in. Mm. And when I look at the curriculum we have, it's not the same experience. A kid studying history and a kid studying honours maths, a kid studying honours English, they're not the same skills. It's not the same kind of learning that's going on there. And I often wonder how that happens. How did the subjects become so unequal in terms of difficulty or the type of learning that's going on there.
Sorry, are they unequal in terms of difficulty? If you do sort of Leaving Cert history as against maybe physics. Now, a lot of children or teenagers might make the decision based on what they're interested in and what they're good in, but is one subject, and I'm just picking those two at random, likely to be harder to do or marked differently than another?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I don't mean they're hard or marked differently. I mean that the type of learning that's going on is quite different. For example, if you take business studies or history, there's a lot of learning going on there and dates and memorization involved. If you go into an honours English exam, you're comparing texts and you're being asked to be, you know, to critically analyse something. So that's a different type of skill.
Yeah, but hold on, isn't that what the Leaving Cert should be doing? Testing different types of skills. And don't you get the opportunity when you go into fifth year to actually pick the subjects to which you think you're better suited?
Yes. But I sometimes feel it's a little bit unfair, you know, that there's quite a gap between the difficulty in terms of what you've been asked to do for some of them.
I suppose the thinking here is the Leaving Cert is very intense. It's a 3-week exam in June, and that's what we tend to focus on. So it's very high stakes, which means, as you say, it suits everyone. It's a fair playing field. But then that removes that kind of, that everyone is a different type of learner.
That's right.
And actually we approach learning in very different ways. And surely we should have a flexibility within our system that kind of taps into that differences in how we actually
Hang
learn.
Hang on, is that not a bit like saying that every child should win a medal in school sports day?
No, because everyone still has to go through this process and they will all come out of it in a different way. But it's perhaps more suited to help them to succeed as they best possibly can. So there's still exams, but there's still opportunities to do maybe more project-based work to develop that creativity so that if you take, for example, they've got the project-based work, they can come at it and actually critically think about it, analyse what they've done so far, then maybe refine it. And they're a lot of the types of skills that employers are looking for, and actually it helps them set up for their further path of study, be it into an apprenticeship or be it into third level or into any type of course. So these are things that will stay with them, not just in their world of work, but actually in their lives.
Okay, Evie Nisulawan is with us as well, Assistant Professor and Director of the Science, Maths and Education Programmes at UCD. Evie, thank you very much for joining us. Are we talking about the right things in relation to what the Leaving Cert is supposed to give people? Is it all about preparing them for the world of work and careers? Or is it perhaps just to give them a greater understanding of the basic things that they need to learn in life?
Well, I think that's a very difficult question to answer, Matt, because the Leaving Cert is trying to do an awful lot at one time. So we're trying to assess our students' learning really over the whole 6 years of their secondary education, and at the same time we're evaluating them as to their potential for further education. So we're assessing and we're matriculating at the same time, and I think that that can lead to its own pressures. But in terms of what your speakers have been saying beforehand, I do agree that the fact that all of that learning is being assessed really in the 3 weeks that the exams are happening, I don't think that that really prepares our learners for the real world or indeed for further education. I mean, when we teach our undergraduate mathematics here at UCD, there's continuous assessment. Depending on what module you do, you could have weekly assessments, and that really keeps you on top of new knowledge, keeps you on top of your understanding, and that becomes part of your overall grade at the end. So yes, we still keep the exam at the end. We're still assessing their overall understanding. It's not rote-based learning, but it builds on what you have learned, because mathematics is quite iterative. You have to have a good solid knowledge base if you're going to learn the more complicated things. But I think that's where the Leaving Cert really lets us down. In other jurisdictions and other countries, you know, you're doing continuous assessment. You're being assessed on how you are able to conduct your mathematics, to do your procedures, to understand it, and you're kind of collecting your points, if you like, as you go through, and it takes away that pressure and that additional anxiety of, can I demonstrate everything that I know in this one or two papers that I'm sitting now?
Yeah, but even maybe is that the right way to do it in university, as you've described, because you're down to smaller numbers, but that it wouldn't really be possible in second level to do that, because it would be too much to ask of all the teachers who have enough work to be doing in perhaps trying to prepare children for exams as it is, without having to do the continuous assessment. And also the point that was made to us by Beatrice, that one of the advantages of the Leaving Cert is that it is blind to the identities of the people doing the exams, which is fairer perhaps.
Well, 2 points there, Matt. I'll just take you up in the latter one first of all. Yes, it is a meritocracy and we perceive it as being quite fair. But when you kind of look under the hood a little bit, the numbers will demonstrate that the Leaving Cert actually isn't that fair at all. If you're attending a DESH school, you're 50% less likely to take higher level mathematics at junior cycle. We don't have the statistics for Leaving Cert. And you're therefore kind of opting out of those STEM subjects that we're highlighting quite a bit at the minute. So we might think that it's a fair system, but really it's not actually fair to every single one of our learners across the country. So that's just one point. The second point, which you're talking about continuous assessment, in places like Germany, your teacher is in charge of your continuous assessment, which feeds into part of what you'll get at the end of your schooling, your Abitur. You still have an exam, but your continuous assessment is actually adding to that as well. And in terms of numbers, like I taught an undergraduate maths class last year, we had nearly 600 students between two lectures, and we managed to have weekly continuous assessments and exams at the end. So it's doable. I mean, it's tough, I won't lie. It is extra work, but it's all, we're doing it because it's better for the learner, because you're not asking them to retain everything or maybe cram everything at the end of something. And that continuous assessment, it's beneficial for the students. The students' feedback is that all of the time. And if we look just at mathematics, because that's the topic that I would be most familiar with, you know, a number of decades ago, there were actually maths projects that you could do as part of your Leaving Cert. So it's not actually a new idea to bring in projects. You know, you have your special project in history, for example, you brought that up. You know, and a number of the science programs will be going under
art,
review.
For example, as
art,
well.
Exactly. You'll have experiments. So I think there's room there for, I guess, a little bit of an adjustment. You know, I agree we shouldn't throw the baby out with the bathwater. There is a lot of advantages to the Leaving Cert. And I would certainly suggest that if you took a look at the Honours Leaving Cert paper, even the Ordinary Leaving Cert paper, it is very much assessing your understanding of mathematics. There's no rote learning there, really. You had to understand what you were doing in order to get the marks in it. But I think there are adjustments that we can make. For example, the curriculum is jam-packed at the minute. It's almost too difficult to learn everything to a good depth, a good level of understanding, because there's almost too much in it. I would agree that, you know, adding a project in would be far more beneficial to students' learning. And in terms of the mathematics, I would now query the bonus points, because I really wonder if it is actually to the benefit of the students. You know,
explain that to us, people who weren't familiar with the bonus points, what's available, why they were brought in and why you've the difficulty with it.
So the bonus points were brought in as a short-term measure, and in an attempt really to encourage the people who were taking honours math but were dropping down last minute because of the fear of failing honours maths. You know, it was quite detrimental for some people. If you failed the honours maths, you wouldn't get into a lot of your university courses. And so there was a high drop-off between, say, a mock and doing the Leaving Cert. And the bonus points were brought in to try and incentivise those people to stay. And it has absolutely worked, mm-hmm. because the numbers have gone up from around 13% to 30%, and that is great to see. However, we can now see that there are more students who aren't doing necessarily as well at higher level, but also they're not necessarily continuing with those mathematics studies later on. So it, partly the reason for the bonus points was also to encourage more people to continue studies of mathematics-based subjects like pure mathematics, statistics, financial maths, engineering. And that doesn't have seemed to have come through. So now it seems that maths has been kind of highlighted as one of those subjects that's more important than the others, because you can get 25 extra bonus points just by passing it. And there are talks between teachers and others to say, well, maybe that should be on a scaled level, or is it really doing its job in you know, encouraging mathematics as a subject that you might like to continue with after the Leaving Cert.
Some of the comments coming in from listeners. There is project-based work in every subject. Well, is it every subject or most subjects? Please stop saying history is about learning dates. It's justifying a perspective with evidence and research. Enough of the tired old comments. Another one says, look at the Leaving Cert papers. The higher level questions assume you know the knowledge, but ask you to critically apply your knowledge. And we've quite a few along those lines. Liam, a technology teacher, says, people seem never not to be aware that subjects like technology or design or communication graphics have 50% coursework and no scope for rote learning. Mm-hmm. I'm sick of the generalizations and uninformed sweeping judgments. So let me go back to you, Claire, in relation to that. Because that sounds like that we do have a Leaving Cert, which does allow people to apply what they've learned, but they can't just simply learn it off, apart from maybe one or two subjects like English and Irish.
And I think recent research from both DCU and Trinity College Dublin have highlighted that students who tend to actually participate in those subjects tend to do better because it actually enables them to bring their creative flair out earlier, and that they have, I think, a little bit more kind of tie-in with that subject, and it helps them demonstrate what they've learned throughout their process. So we've seen that that approach in programmes works. And should we now maybe move away and trying to apply that to across a greater range of subjects and take that kind of pressure out of that process towards the end? So it's kind of helping the student. It's removing that kind of high stakes piece, the rote learning element, but it's slow, and we need to actually start the conversation on reforming at a wider level.
Beatrice Dooley, as President of the Institute of Guidance Counsellors, on social media today, a lot of people were putting up stuff, almost what I might call humble bragging, about having had poor or relatively modest Leaving Certs, but saying that they've done brilliantly afterwards. And that's great for them. No problem with people who have prospered after doing a relatively poor Leaving Cert. But is there a danger as well that people who are sort of saying being dismissive of the Leaving Cert are not doing favours to those who might come from DESH schools or other areas of the country, who need to be encouraged that if they do a good Leaving Cert, that there are possibilities for them out of doing so?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what the motivation of those comments would be. So perhaps those people are trying to kind of reassure those who haven't done so well that.
And I can understand that. Okay. Because there are people very disappointed today by what they didn't get.
Absolutely. And to those people, I'd say, you know, relax, wait till Monday. See what Monday brings when the offers come out, and be aware.
I don't know. There's another issue there, which I'll come back to. This whole thing about the fact that it's all an assumption about going to third level, when lots of people should be going to apprenticeships and other things.
That's what I want to come to. Yeah, absolutely.
The point about, though, that rather than sort of downplaying the Leaving Cert, it can be very important as an incentive for some people to actually to lift themselves up.
Absolutely, absolutely. We always should encourage people to do their best, to achieve their best, to try their best, and be the best that they can. But the reality, I suppose, is, you know, not everybody learns in an academic way. And we have very, very bright, intelligent people out there who learn in a kinesthetic way. And those people would make wonderful, you know, mechanics, engineers. You know, there's a different way of learning, like apprenticeships. We have 36 apprenticeships at the minute accredited in this country, ranging from finance, taxation, IT, engineering, the old traditional craft.
And does the Irish mammy want their son or daughter doing that rather than going to third level to get a degree?
There's a resistance to it, which we're trying to educate everybody, I suppose, around apprenticeships, and to kind of to show that, you know, you can go up as far as level 8 and beyond if you do an apprenticeship. And you can be an entrepreneur if you do an apprenticeship, and you can earn a lot of money if you start off in that way. We had a fantastic day up in Monaghan. I was telling you outside, I had 90 guidance counsellors travel the length and breadth of the country. Martin McVicar, employing 500 people, started off, you know, as an apprentice, and look at him now.
Okay. We need to send out more information to parents, to schools, about the new types of apprenticeships that exist and the new opportunities to give these young people the right opportunities post-second level that suits their needs.
Because, and I finish with you perhaps, Eveen, on this, because there may be an awful lot of people who go to third level because that's the parental expectation, social expectation. It may not necessarily be the best thing for them. It may not be the best use of whatever Leaving Cert results they've got today.
No, and I'll preface everything that I'm about to say I'm going to really welcome all of the students that are going to come to the UCD College of Science in a couple of weeks' time, and I look forward to meeting my first years, particularly those who are going to become science and math teachers. Saying that, however, it isn't for everybody, and we're seeing more and more students coming in who aren't necessarily sure if they've chosen the right path. And I feel that there's a lot of pressure on our young people to make sure that all of their university courses are filled out, but they're not necessarily thinking of those apprenticeships, those PLC courses. There's some excellent opportunities out there. I would echo everything that Ciara and Beatrice have said. I'm from a family of six, and not everybody went down the academic route, and it's just not for everybody, but we're all successful in our own ways and in our own fields.
Okay.
And I think it just needs to be an option for more families out there to really consider, what are you going to enjoy doing, because that's the thing that you're going to work hard at.
Thank you very much, Evie Sullivan, Claire McGee from IBEC, and Beatrice Dooley from the Institute of Guidance Counsellors.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.